Writer Kevin Kling has a story about simple times in his native Minnesota.
When I was a kid, there were milkmen who would deliver dairy products every morning in our neighborhood. Now, if you didn't get out early and collect your delivery, a basset hound named Huckleberry usually came by and licked the butter and the top off your cream. Then he'd lie down in the road. Nobody ever hit him with a car. For one thing, there weren't as many cars back then, and the ones that were there knew to drive around him. We'd pass Huckleberry on the way walking to school and on the way home for lunch. And after finishing our sandwiches or SpaghettiOs, we'd run to the TV and turn on Casey Jones. This was a cartoon show hosted by the railroad legend Casey Jones and his sidekick Roundhouse Rodney. Casey mostly introduced the cartoons, while Roundhouse was always doing pranks and riddles and trying to make Casey laugh. But the best segment of all was Kids' Corner, spelled with two K's, where Roundhouse would demonstrate how to make stuff that kids really enjoy, like a sword made out of two slats from a snow fence, or when he taught us how to make whistles out of willow sticks. The whole neighborhood was alive with whistles for days, parents yelling at first with anger, "You kids, stop that this instant!" And then 2 days later breaking down and pleading, "Please, for God's sake, stop!" Sometimes, on weekends, we'd put on our pajamas, pile in the back of the car with blankets and pillows, and head straight to the Starlight Drive-In movie theater. Dad popped a grocery bag full of popcorn, and we brought all kinds of soda pop. We'd park in the movie lot and put the speaker in the window. That window crack always let in some mosquitoes, and every speaker sounded like there was a piece of wax paper inside, but man, we were in heaven. The car full of teenagers pulls up in front of us, and so many kids climb out of the trunk it looks like a clown car. We get permission to go to the playground they have in front of the concession stand. It's a really lame playground, but it's full of kids in pajamas. "Hey, did you make a Roundhouse hat?" "Yeah, me too. Worst decision of my life." "Yeah, me too." We hit the swings, and a cartoon is on, but you can barely see it because it's not quite dark yet. It looks like an animated box of popcorn is announcing 6 minutes left to the feature, so we hurry back to the car in time to see the first cartoon. It's one of those special features put out by Disney as a community service. This one has the Seven Dwarfs and an alarming statistic about the diseases carried by mosquitoes. The dwarves, under the instructions of a voiceover, drain the oil out of their crankcase of their car. I never even knew they had a car. And then they take the bucket of oil down to the lake and dump it in. A microscope shows a mosquito larvae smothering in the oil. Of course, by the end, Dopey is covered in oil, but the mission is accomplished and the proud dwarves sing their way home. My mom turns to my brother and me and says, "Don't even think about it." As it becomes dark, my dad says, "Look, kids," and we look up to see these birds, nighthawks and swallows and bats, eating mosquitoes. "Get 'em, boys, let's take care of business," says Dad. He loved aerial combat movies. Then the fogger comes by. A small lawn tractor pulling a fogging machine for the bugs, and my sister and her friends are dancing behind it like fairy princesses, spinning and twirling like magic in the DDT. Then the cartoon box of popcorn says it's showtime, but I rarely saw the feature. The next thing I knew, I was waking up in my own bed, and Huckleberry had already made his rounds. Nowadays, the starlight is covered in grass, and the speakers have been clear-cut, leaving metal stumps lined up in front of the screen that's missing panels and looks like a sad face. You can't go back. I know that. But the other day, I heard whistles the neighbor boys made. They played 'em straight for 2 days until the neighbors cried, "For God's sake, stop." I have a basset hound now, and he has to wear a leash. But sometimes, I'll let him lick the butter. I know it's not as good as stealing, but he really likes it.
Kevin Kling is a storyteller and playwright in Minnesota.